Welcome to another Den of Hip Hop album review, sponsored by Zomba. Before we get into the review, make sure you go check out Zomba. It's a brand new platform. You get unlimited streaming for all of you new artists and podcasters. So if you have a show, if you have new music, any type of genre, make sure you go set up an account with them, because you can get your music out there to the world. You can also get it to influential people like ourselves, and we help curate playlists to get you out there. So make sure you go check out Zomba today. Go sign up and create an account. I guess then Den of Hip Hop album review, Ka, Honor Killed the Samurai. Before we get into the review, make sure you go check out our merch page, because we got these dope t-shirts right here. Also, make sure you go check out our Patreon page. I ain't gonna get into it, just Den of Hip Hop Patreon. Just go search for that. And we have a link down here too. Going back into the review, Ka, Honor Killed the Samurai. This was very interesting for me. This is my first introduction to Ka. So, I see it's a running joke in the comments that I don't know what to expect, so I didn't know what the fuck to expect on this one. I can't front, man. When this shit first came on, I was like, oh man, I'm not gonna like this shit. The first couple tracks reminded me of Rock Marciano. Mm-hmm. And y'all know how I do not like him. And I don't like that particular style of hip hop. The whole slow flow type stuff, like you just talking to me. I'm like, man, this ain't about to put me to sleep. But I can't front, man. After a couple of listens of this shit, this motherfucker is dope. Listening to this, it made me realize what I don't like about Rocky Marciano. I feel like he always speaks in code. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. This guy, I can relate to this, man. The way that he was able to take the concept of Honor Killed the Samurai and then relate it to real hood shit that's happening.
Growing up in Brooklyn,
how kindness can be mistaken for weakness, how your morals and all of everything that you learn as a kid, right? Like the goodness in you can be used against you. And that you have to be part of that environment if you're gonna make it out of that environment. Once I took that from the album, I'm like, yo, this slow flow ass motherfucker, this nigga's dope as shit, man. I didn't think I was gonna like this project as much as I did. But the interesting thing is that I don't know how much replay value it has for me. Because I don't know if I'm gonna be in that mood for that super eerie, dark production with the slow. Because typically when I listen to music, I need something to make me move, like you know what I'm saying? Something that's gonna have me bouncing. And even though I can relate to this, it's kind of like I almost gotta be in a depressed state, or I don't even know the emotion to really truly enjoy it like I did listening to this for the review. But one of my favorite tracks, man, I don't know how you call it, dollar sign, money whatever.
Money,
God damn, we live, especially in America, in a state of excess. You know what I'm saying? You got super rich people, and we got people that, you know, got $2 in their bank account. No shots. You know, we live in such a disparity, you know, that I thought it was real interesting. He's saying, like, you know, when I get money, we all need money. At the end of the day, you need money to live, to survive. He makes that understood in that track. But he's also like, yo, let me get this money so I can make sure that people ain't starving. Yo, let me get this money because I'm not trying to buy this materialistic type stuff. Yo, let me get this money to make sure my peoples are straight. And I definitely relate to that. Life happens and I'm in a situation now that I'm just glad that I have enough to provide for the people that mean most to me. Because when they need it, if I have it, they got it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I really took from that. And just overall, man, just the way it starts off with Conflicted. Like, he sets up the whole entire project because he's basically just saying, like, all of this stuff that is supposed to be good, you have to learn that to so that way you're a decent human being. But as you grow up, you gotta almost shed that. Like, it has to still be a part of you, but it can't really if you're gonna make it out. Going to Beast Thing being such a short project.
36 minutes,
10 songs, so there's really no room for error. Again, this is not my typical thing, but the way that the entire project was put together, man, just amazing. Like it was a concept. And he nailed it.
He's just dope as fuck. Like, the way that he rhymes and this whole style that he has about him is captivating. It can be captivating to some people if they're open to it. And it sounds like, you know, based on what you said and what your thoughts on rock, you became and were open to it. But in addition to that, he's dope enough that he made you open to it because he was able to penetrate,
yeah,
you know, your objections.
Of course,
and
of course.
Yeah, so that's what...
He made it relatable.
Yeah.
He made it, just like in the song Just, like, I had to write it down, like in the hook he says,
To get
what we need, we did what we must. I remember a while ago when we did the Fonte album, and I said that was such a grown man album. To me, this is a very grown man album. If you come from the inner city, if you understand that life, that sometimes you have to have that hard exterior, sometimes, you know, it's not okay to show your vulnerabilities to outside people, but to the people that matter, because they're the ones that raised you, it's okay. This is a fucking amazing project, man. It really is.
He's refreshing. And I think he's really refreshing to me. Even though there's some similarities between him and Rock Marciano, what he does and how he does it and the type of beats that he rhymes over, the way he's able to hit you with just those one lines, like the one, like the hook and Just, or, you know, his choruses are impactful and powerful, conflicting. And the story that he said, you know, he was telling in there, he's always been, you know, one of those guys that's able to take the realities of life and to put them in a song. And when you're listening to it and you're taking it all in, you kind of understand, you know, some of the decisions that people in certain environments have to make. Even his videos are freaking dope. And his video for Justice is dope as fuck.
Yeah.
It's almost like he's a narrator, and the songs that he has are very kind of, like you said, haunting. They stick with you. And, you know, to go from Greek Pedigree then to the Nice Gambit, and then the shit that he did with Dr. Yenlo, with Preservation, Dr. Lenyo, Yenlo, the BC 1000 EP that he put out, like, it seemed like he's really finding this whole style that he has, mm-hmm. and he's getting better and better each time. I understand, like, for some people, it may not be for them, I understand right. that, but his talent, his ability to rhyme is undeniable, man. Like, this dude is such a wordsmith, man. You find yourself picking up certain lines, you know. Like, it was one on here, he said, got bread, I got the toast.
Got heat, served turkey, served toast. Yeah.
Yeah, like when I heard that shit, I text B that shit.
Bread, we got toast.
Yeah, but fuck, man, this dude is able to take these words, man, and arrange them in a certain way that just hit you. Like, even going back to Just, right, when he said, to get what we need, we did what we must. And you talking about the track with Money. And then there's another song here called Finer Things. And, you know, he said, like, did it for the finer things. And he may not have intended to do this, but you take that, I did it for the finer things, and then you go back to Just and talk about to get what we need, we did what we must. Like, what if that's to get the finer things in life? Or then taking the money? So, you know, all these things could kind of be interconnected in a way that he may have intended or he may not have intended. This album, man, is incredibly dope. From the beats that he picked, to the songs that and the stories that he told, to the hooks. Like you say, he can't miss. It's 36 minutes. Like, you have to hit it. And I think he nailed it. And the way he wove the quotes from, you know, the movies or wherever he got them from, and used those to write songs and stuff like that. I mean, the guy's a fucking animal, man.
Completely agree. I love this dude, man. I think his attention to detail as an MC is like so remarkable. Like, brought hammers to grammar school, hence the gun talk. I'm like, he's using like Japanese samurai, like, I guess, teachings and applying it to like real life growing up in Brooklyn. Cause like the song Morning at Night, how he pretty much talk about him and his sister growing up, and he's making sure he's getting through the concrete jungle as she's going to school getting her doctorate. But like, just the way that he's applying that lyrically is like, dog, that's what you talking about, dog. And he said a line, I should have wrote it down, but Finer Things, where he was talking about trying to do something better for his family. But he was saying something about his roots being bad, how he's growing these bad fruits, and it's like,
yeah,
You know what I'm talking about, right? It was so dope. Oh, like, man, I was like, oh my God, this dude is amazing. And because I've been a fan of him since Grief Pedigree. And dude, like, ever since then, I feel bad I didn't even put Nice Gamut on my top, like, 2013 album list, because that album's fucking amazing. How he applies the life of Chess to real life. It's like he's using these themes and he's applying them to real life situations. Like, he did that. I don't know if you listen to Nice Gamut, Rod. Mm-hmm. I know you appreciate that. Yeah. Being a chess player, like, he applied that to freaking life, chess to life, real life situations. And like, he's doing the same thing using Samurai, like the code of Samurai, and applying it to real life situations. And he's doing this over production with no drums. You might hear a hi-hat here and there, but it's just nothing but the sample.
He started that shit with Dr. Yinlow.
Yep, he did. And it's you don't hear no drums. I'm like hearing nothing but samples after samples.
Well, he had a song like Peace I Key on the Nice Gamut was one like that, but the whole idea behind Dr. Yinlow was to put out a whole album without drums.
Without drums.
Well, but even Nice Gambit doesn't really have knocking drums.
No, it don't.
Yeah,
but they're very settled, though. But on this one, like on this album,
not there at all.
It's just like not there.
That's why he wanted to do the shit with, what's his name? Preservation?
Preservation,
yeah. Because, you know, his whole idea was, his head was like, can you do that? Because he said he walks around just rhyming his head without a drum anyway. So he said, I don't need the fucking drums.
Yeah. And I mean, with this album, he picked the right samples that fit the mood of this album perfectly.
So I got that line. Scared to put seeds in the uterus that love me. Growing, knowing my roots indeed rotten. Producing bad fruits, all my family trees dropping.
Yes, no, that's the line. I was like, wow. Like, I was listening to this. I literally stopped and I rewinded. And I was like, what did he just say? Overall, man, I love this project, man. I 10 tracks, he did not miss. I can just listen to this thing and be like, Kai, you fucking. When I initially had my first listen to it, I was like, this motherfucker did it again. Like, it was just like, damn. He put out a very brilliant ass album, man. And yeah, I love it.
That's it.
That's it, right? That's it. I just go to the camera. If you're watching,
that's how I feel. Yeah, if you're watching. I'm amazed. I'm first amazed that nobody's really done this before. And if somebody has, let me know because I'd like to hear them. But somebody that just makes an entire project with little to no drums, where it's just really sparse instrumentals, and, you know, like you said, just in the background. That's it. I think it's brilliant, and I think the way he rhymes over these beats, these instrumentals, is just amazing. And I think in an era where nobody in hip hop wants to sound different, but this guy comes out and not a single person. I didn't even catch the Rock Marciano comparison.
I can see how people would make that comparison.
I'm a huge fan of Rock Marciano.
I know, but I can see it.
And they've been on tracks together.
He
was the only person featured on Reloaded.
I mean, I knew it was gonna be dope. I mean, he hasn't had a misstep yet.
Nope.
But yeah, just the way it starts from Conflicted to Just. But I tell you, when it got to The Cold and Lonely, I was like, holy fucking shit. This song is one of the most powerful songs I've heard this entire year. The way he rhymes over that beat. And the beat, the fact that it's just like this weird piano laying beat, and occasionally you hear this weird bell.
Yeah.
It's just like, what the fuck is going on with this dude?
I heard
dude?
That sample from somewhere. I cannot remember.
You didn't hear shit.
Yes, I did. Someone sampled that before.
No, they did.
Yes, they did. But someone in the comments is going to say it. I know.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they will.
It's just like, it's one of those projects where it's like, what can you even really say about this? You can't really pinpoint who's going to like them. Mm-hmm. You can't say, because I thought you'd hate this. I literally thought you were going to hate this project. I wouldn't even know who to recommend him to.
Yeah.
Because who's gonna like this? Yeah. The thing that's so brilliant about Ka is he's complex when he needs to be and he's subtle when he needs to be. He understands the beauty of both. Like, he will say shit that's just so crazy that'll leave you being like, wait a minute, what? Like, he says, shot for the stars, I'm gonna hit him one day, left for dead, start moving rocks like Easter Sunday. Like, when you first listen to that, you're like, oh, he's moving rocks like Jesus. But then you're like, wait, he's moving rocks like crack. Like, what? But then he'll be subtle as fuck where he has where he just says, nice gone. What do you say? Heat's gone, we're more in the night. It sounds simple, but then when you really think about it, it's like, that is such a deep line. And the way he delivers it, where it's just so, old, like, yeah, it's just like, nice gone, we won the night. Nice. Nice. It's like, oh. Shit. But then he'll come back again and he'll say shit like, I plead, how many cars do we need while fathers bleed to fill ribs of kids that can hardly read? I'm like, Jesus Christ. But the thing about it is, like, most of his lines are just like, they're not really social commentary, but they're just like these stories.
Yeah.
But then I like on this one, he got braggadocious for a hot second where he said, I could battle hard against catalogs with one leaflet. Wait, is that what he said? I could battle hard against catalogs with one leaflet journal. I think it's what he said. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, again, simple line. Yeah. But when you think about it, your whole catalog with one leaflet journal. That's some fucking braggadocious hard shit.
All your whole career.
Your whole career. I got my one rhyme book. Like, god dang. He's right.
Yeah.
The concept of this album is what I found to be so interesting. And I didn't even get, I got the concept, but it didn't even really click until literally a couple days ago when I was really listening to this album again and thinking about it. It's like the whole idea of a samurai, like he's giving you a glimpse of urban life where he's trying to be this good person in this fucked up environment. He's trying to inspire people in this fucked up environment. And then when you think about that in relation to a samurai, because it's like he's trying to do all these good things in this environment where there's nothing but violence, like there's all this violence. Then you have the samurai who's trying to live, you know, this noble life, but he can't help
but
use his sword. I'm like, fucking shit, that's what this means. It's not so simple as, oh, he's just like, you know, throwing fucking kung fu samples. It's not Wu-Tang.
Right.
No, he's really thinking about that. Yeah, and I'm just like,
yeah, he's really applying.
I literally was in my car driving when that came to me. I was like, oh, almost wrecked.
Like in one of the excerpts, she said that to lose as a samurai is to lose your life.
Yes. Yes.
Man, and you think about growing up in the inner city.
In Brooklyn. Yes.
You take the wrong turn.
That's how fucking crazy. This is what fucking is, man.
The narration, I thought the narration was really, it tied it even more together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think the one that she said that sometimes you'll just like pull over and just take your pen out and start writing. But I thought that was so dope and it applied directly to Cobb because if you're a rapper,
he's right. He's,
it doesn't matter what's happening. Yeah. You pull over to the side and get what's in here on there.
Yeah.
I did not expect to like this shit like this, man. Yeah, I really did not.
Like Mike,
I really
yeah, like Mike, I didn't think you was gonna like it either. Mm-hmm.
I don't expect most people that I talk to about Kata like it. Like I was actually, and don't take this as a shot at all, but I was actually surprised that NASA liked it. Cause he's a producer and I always think of, typically producers might think Kata's a little too weird because there's no drums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's just this brilliant mix of like, Jizza and MF Doom over these just weird apocalyptic beats. Brilliant, brilliant fucking project. Not a single song on here that was not great. Every line he says is poignant. Every line he says hits.
Yeah.
It's just once you figure out the way he rhymes, because again, no drums. Once you figure out the pattern he's going in, because he has so many internal complex rhyme patterns, once you figure that out, because when you first put it on, you're just like, oh, it's a dude that's just boring.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's just like, blah, 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 over this, what a lot of people think is boring production.
Yeah.
Once you get what he's doing, it's just like, you have to be a talented motherfucker.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
yes.
have to be. He cannot be copied. And again, I would love to know if there's anybody else that rhymes like this because I don't know who they are. I think it's better than Nice Gambit.
I think I might like this one a little bit better than Nice Gambit. I think about the ending track, the way he ended this shit.
Yeah.
I wish we didn't have to live like this.
Yeah.
Just that one line, just, and I think it's just in the hook, and it says so much.
Mm-hmm. That's what's so great.
It's so simple. It's so simple.
But it's so complex
much.
At the same time.
Yep.
He's brilliant, man. It is a very heavy album, though. It's not something that you can just throw on driving around town. I mean, I could, but not most people wouldn't do that. But fucking A, man. It's brilliant.
Any other person that sounds like this, I'm not going to be liking it. Not at all. You give me something that sounds like this, I'm like, yep, next. But this right here, I'm glad that I was almost forced to like sit down and review it so that way I can break it down. Because if I was just lightheartedly listening to this, oh hell no, yeah. Hard in the recycle bin. But I'm glad I actually broke it down. I'm being 100, like for real. Like he's extremely weird. You're extremely weird, but you're extremely dope too at the same time. You might say three or four words, and it's like that. Those same three or four words will take somebody a paragraph to hit to make the same type of impact you do with a little bit amount of words, man. Like you're dope. I don't even know how to categorize you. I don't know. But I am going to go listen to Knight's Gambit. I am gonna go listen to other projects, because if you are tying in concepts and things like that and you're going that deep with it, I have to, bro. I have to, because now I know that you make relatable music to me. And the shit doesn't necessarily bump in the whip, but I fuck with it.
I don't have many rappers out there, many artists out there, MCs, that when they drop something I get excited for, but you're one of the ones that when you put something out, like I gotta hear it or I gotta watch the video, because I don't even fuck with videos, and I love your videos because of the way you think and how everything is so well thought out. That's rare for me these days. You know, we should have been reviewed some of your stuff, but you know, and that's, I mean, we slipped on that, but I could sit down and just read the lyrics and still, you know, get something of value, like a lot in there, man. And what I love is like the social commentary without it being so in your face. What makes you also so dope is that you're real and you're not ignoring these things, but you're not glorifying it, but you're also showing that, you know, just like you said, I don't want to do it, but I got to do it. I've loved everything that you put out so far. And everybody that's watching this, definitely go back and listen to all of his shit that he has up to this point, and you will not be disappointed.
When I saw you release that video, man, I was excited. I was going on a titter rant, excited about this
Twitter
album.
What are you doing?
What's Twitter? Titter rant?
Twitter.
Okay. That's my fault. On a Twitter rant. I was going on a Twitter rant.
I'm just tweaking nipples. Listen to the car.
Titters, boy. I got them titters.
I was going on a Twitter rant of how excited I was. You did not disappoint me at all. Your wordsmith, your craftsmanship on the mic, the way that we saw your penmanship throughout No Drums on the samples on the production on this. How you can just so fucking amazing, man. I love it, man. So keep up the great work. Thank you again for this wonderful album. First time listening to him, listen to his past projects, man. Like, please, this dude is a crime that he's so underrated, so slept on, man, in hip hop culture. So I love it.
For people that want to get into Ka, man, I think the best way to listen to his music for the first time is just sit down with the lyrics. Just like Ken said, read the lyrics while you're listening to his songs. It makes that much of a difference, because once you figure out the way he's putting his lines together, you're amazing. That's all I can say. You're a fucking poet.
I was not gonna say that,
but you are a true poet in an industry that's really undervaluing words. I love the fact that you are bringing words and creativity, and you're pushing it on people, and you know, yeah, man, I don't even know what else to say, man. Just keep making shit like this. This is an amazing project. Definitely top five of the year, easy.